Taiwan Special, Episode 1, Tuesday, November 12. You know, are you aware of what's happening in Detroit? I talked last week about systemic poverty. There's this thing going on in Wayne County. Now, for those of you in Reed Rapids who already know, but you want to hear me say it to all the people that you think don't know, Wayne County is the county of Detroit. Okay. All right. That's, well, for Chicago, it's Cook County, but everybody knows that. I mean, okay. But in Detroit, it's Wayne County. Okay. Wayne County has this thing going on, and I'm telling you right now, this could be big. What's basically happened was Detroit, you know, Marshall's movie, Marshall Mathers, Eminem. Marshall's movie, 8 Mile, put a little bit of, drew some attention to the problem of abandoned houses in Detroit. Well, Wayne County. They're dangerous. They become crack houses. They're drugs. All kinds of crime happens. And when there's a house and it's abandoned, it invites pests. It invites problems. You know, real animals or pests of society. It's got to be addressed. You can't just have abandoned houses. Well, from the government perspective, the way to solve the problem of abandoned houses is to seize property that hasn't had the taxes paid. You know, someone lives in a house, they can't afford to keep it up, so they just leave. And they still own the property technically, but they don't pay their taxes on it. So someone else owns the property, but the house is there abandoned. So what's the government going to do? Okay. Use property taxes. Okay. They're not paying taxes. So we're going to take the property, condemn the building, and then tear it down, and then remove the abandoned buildings. Okay, well, that makes sense. So Michigan had a law that did this. Well, what Wayne County's been doing, and we've got scandal stuff going on. They've been, I mean, it looks like this is not just a mistake. This is not just an accounting error. It's not just an office error where the bureaucracy didn't know and is hurting people on accident. We've got, I don't know what the police have, but people are investigating. Lawyers are all over it, like ants on a dead cockroach, which if you've ever seen that in Asia, I might take a picture of it one time. I don't want to get ill, but lawyers are all over this, but we're looking at possible foul play, malice, like the people in Cook County knew that the building belonged to someone who was paying taxes, who was cooperating, and they finagled it and sent the notice to the wrong address so that they could get an excuse to seize the property. Because we told you after all, and that like, and then the person really didn't know, and they didn't follow process, but then they took the property anyway. Like some guy, it was under $9, it was $8 and change in taxes, and it was interest that he calculated incorrectly. He paid like hundreds of dollars in taxes, but some interest because he was a few weeks late or whatever, and he owed an extra $8.41 or something more than he paid. And so they just went in and took his house and sold it for $25,000 and kept the change. Like that type of stuff is going on in Wayne County. And there's a story about this. It was at PacificDailyTimes.com. Of course, the news roll-ups are there. It was, it'd be in the West. I think it would have been, would that have been death and taxes under the death and taxes section? I categorize news headlines. Did I say nude headline? Oh, hold on. I need a drink of this monster here. Hold on. I need some of this. Not a monster, Ed, but I just need Marco Rubio moment here. Hold on. Okay. So I do news articles throughout the week. I categorize them into different news sections and you can follow them. And this was on that PacificDailyTimes.com. Now you would find it in the last week section of the page. There's a current week and a last week. Okay. So, Wayne, who, You know what? I'm going to open up the browser and I'm going to find out specifically where it was. And I'm going to get you the news outlet source. Where was it? Scrolling down. See, the death and taxes. Ah, from Reason.com. It's an old magazine, Reason.com. A Michigan man underpaid his property taxes by $8.41. There's my eidetic memory for you. The county seized his property, sold it, and kept the profits. And what they don't say in the headlines is we're talking like about $24,000, $25,000. $8.41 past due in interest, not principal. Everything else paid. Guess what? You lose everything, and we profit $25,000 off of it. And it's happening again and again and again and again and again. Now, the lawyer's arguments about this, there's two big things about this to follow. And we talk about systemic poverty. This is the type of stuff that makes it work. When government gets abusive, it forces people to become poor. Now, I'm gonna try to follow me with this. If you need to pause and rewind because you're working, which you should be, because that's how audio works, you know, that's fine. But try to follow me with these three basic ideas. There's a lawyer argument. There's some problems coming from the defense. And then there's what, the $8.41 man, and there are others mentioned in the story, but there's something he said, which goes right back to systemic poverty. He understands systemic poverty now. So the lawyer's argument is that the purpose of the law is to reduce abandoned houses and take over abandoned houses and clean up the neighborhood. But this abuse of the law, using it, doing property seizure, where it's not a condemned building. The law was intended to remove condemned buildings, and you've got abandoned buildings. You've got a building with someone living inside and they are paying taxes, but the city is attacking them. Or the county is attacking them. That's working contrary to the purpose. It's contrary to the purpose of the law. And it's causing more homes to be abandoned. They contrive a way that someone hasn't paid their taxes. They evict the person from the house. Now you've got yet another abandoned house in Detroit. It's not reducing the number of abandoned houses. It's increasing it. And so it's contrary to the law. Now, interestingly, on a map, most of this is happening in this one specific area. And they're all clustered together kind of on the map. Really, really fascinating story that Reason.com has put together. All right. Second thing. The defense, the county, has a contradiction. On the one hand, they try to justify it by saying that, it's not about just taxes. We're trying to clean up the neighborhood. It's not about the county trying to profit and make enormous amounts of money. It's just purely about taxes. But then they turn around and there are problems with using the tax law to evict people when the money isn't that substantial. And so then, no, it's not about taxes. So on the one case, their argument, it's not about taxes, but then the other, it's just about taxes. Oh no, it's not about taxes at all. It's just about taxes. So they've got this, they've got a contradicting argument coming from the defense for the county. You could look into that and see more, but it's just the county has a clear contradiction in their defense. That's my point with this. Okay. Third thing, the $8.41 man, he said he's an older guy, should be retired. Hope he can't retire now, cause he's working overtime dealing with Wayne County. All right. He said he used to believe that you could work hard and get over your circumstances. You could overcome your circumstances. He used to believe that. He said, but now I see that the system is out to get people. And I don't, he says, I don't believe that anymore. And that's what I want to get to today. We've got a law that's being used contrary to its purpose. We've got a self-contradicting defense. They want to have their cake and eat it too. It's about taxes. No, it's not about taxes. Oh, it's just about taxes. Oh, no, it's not about taxes. And then the result is that an old man from Michigan, white guy, for the record, statistically, it's going to be the black guys that are going to say it's the system that's against the people. And it's going to be the white guys. What are you talking about? I don't know what you mean. Well, this here, you got typical old white guy who says, no, it's the system that's against us. It's the system. And people in Michigan are understanding what systemic poverty is. Stuff like this happens. Here we've got a direct intentional assault from the county government. We've got, it looks like foul play. That's what it looks like. But systemic poverty in other places, before the condemned, the abandoned housing law, before that stuff came along, you had a bunch of buildings that were abandoned, and it reduced property value. It made the neighborhood dangerous, and they needed to have a law to properly deal with abandoned houses, and they still haven't done it. And it's like gangrene. It's gangrene as far as city zoning goes, county zoning. It's like gangrene. The flesh starts to rot and it spreads, and you've got to cut out the rotten flesh before the problem continues to spread. You got to get it. Now, there's another problem. What caused the poverty in the first place? Well, why were people abandoning their houses in the first place? Okay, see, but you see that, you know, a problem is here and it grows and grows and grows and grows, and we get caught in this vicious cycle. And in some ways, I mean, Wayne County's problem is not that Wayne County is dishonest with abandoned housing laws. That's not where the problem started. The problem is much bigger than that. Well, Wayne County's got to be dealt with. I mean, they could be owing people enormous money in actual damages, punitive damages. We could be looking at serious class action lawsuit here going on. People could be going to jail over this. I mean, I have no idea where all it's going to go. But as the lawsuits come along, we could be looking at criminal law applying because of conspiracy. That's probably what it would more be along the lines of, like, intentionally sending the tax payment notice to the wrong address intentionally, or taking, you know, seizing the property when they can't prove that notice of the non-payment of taxes was issued. You know, that could be criminal, maybe. Conspiracy to do so, almost for sure. This is not good for Wayne County, and they could end up with more money problems. So that's only going to make it worse. So where did it all start? Well, it started, this is the difference between the Democrats in Detroit and the Democrats in Chicago. We got a Moody student here. I lived in Chicago 4 years. See, the people in Detroit, the politicians, the political thinking in Detroit is that money grows on trees. They think that money's always going to be there. So we can spend, and we don't have to worry about revenue because money's always just going to come in. It's like the educator. So many, many educators have told me about China. I'm over here in Asia. I met a guy from Australia, teacher, educator, life career educator. China's not going to be a problem. They're not going to hurt the world. This is 2 years ago. It's not a problem. America doesn't need to worry about trade with China. They're not going to take American jobs. American jobs are not going to come back. It's not a problem. They're not going to run out of money. They're not going to have... It's not a problem. It's not going to be... It's not. And they talk this way. And that's what's going on in the political ideology that runs Detroit. The money's always going to be there. The big three are there. We got Ford, Chrysler, GM. They're going to be there. It's going to stay there. The money's going to keep coming in. Don't worry about the money. Right. And they're in debt. They don't have enough money to deal with the basic needs. Maslow level one is in jeopardy. Maslow's hierarchy of needs. And so the problem goes back to the political ideology of Greater Detroit, of Wayne County, not understanding the need to keep money coming in. Be marketable, be responsible, be attractive, be the flower that has the pollen that draws the bee. Market flowers are nature marketing themselves. Really, just nature marketing themselves. Flowers are nature marketing itself. You know, the apple tree, the pear tree, the fruit trees, they put these blossoms out on their trees and try to market themselves to the bees. And if they market successfully and the bees come over and gather the pollen, then they get to grow apples. And then they market themselves to the deer. Deer, apples fall off. The deers eat the apples and then you get more apple seeds growing. We have to market. We've got to be beautiful and smell nice so that we can get the next thing that's beautiful and delicious so that we can continue to thrive and produce. We have to have in mind what's going to produce, what's going to draw money in, don't overspend. It's not, money's not, no matter how much, if it's not infinite, it's not infinite. You can spend it all if it's not infinity. $1 trillion might seem like a lot to us, but you can spend it $1 at a time. You can. And you've got to believe that. And they don't believe that in Detroit. It's $1 trillion. You can't spend it $1 at a time. It's math, dude. Yes, you can. And they've got to get that in their thinking. And they've got to try to find a way to be attractive and desirable. What is it? Understand people. What's attractive? What's desirable? How can the city make laws that are attractive to people, to bring people, to make them want to be there? We don't think about these things because it's not a priority. And that's where the problem of Detroit started, was in that most basic thinking. See you tomorrow.